Person erases ink that's on the cloth on the parchment. Oy shavo sha'al ha-pinkas. Shavo sha'al ha-pinkas means the pinkas was a something they used to write on. The pinkas was, they used to go and cover the pinkas with wax, and they used to engrave in the wax what they wanted to write. And now, some extra wax fell over this pinkas, and it is impossible to engrave on this pinkas because it is covered with a another layer of wax in one plate. And he goes and removes it. So we have here two cases. We'll first delve more on the first case, as some ink fell on a cloth, on a parchment, and he, or some wax fell on the pinkies, and he erases this. Tis in yesh bim kaimoy. If the area that he erased, he can now write two oisiyas there, chayim, so he's chayim of the melacha of meichik. Now, before we start learning the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention two things. Number one, all the malachas that we have in on Shabbos were malachas that were done in the Asiyas HaMishkan. Now, the malacha of Meishik is as follows, that the they wanted, there were Roshim in the Mishkan, there were boards on all four sides of the Mishkan, and the boards were put together, each board had its specific place. The board that was in Mizrach was always in Mizrach, and everyone had its specific place where to be. Now, how did they remember which board was where? They marked them, that's exactly right. So they marked this board Aleph, this board Bay, everything was marked. Now, what happens if by mistake, someone who was supposed to write, let's say, a gimel on the board, then you wrote a Dalit. They made a mistake. So what did he do? So in order to make sure that this is this should be the third board, they erased the Dalit and they wrote a Gimel. That was the melacha of Meichik in the Mishkan. That means when they marked the Kroshim, it was possible they made mistakes and they erased it. The ICAs, what had been written on the Kedesh, and then they made new ICAs. So this was a Moichik Almanas Lichtoik. That means they erased it with an intent. In that plate where it was erased, they're going to write a different ICA. Now, I just like to mention a rush, which the whole thief will have a different understanding after we mention the rush. The rush says, "V'yira, I think, She'ein chayim almed mechika tishtush diyoy. If there's only a glob of ink, there's no ice here. The person will erase that. I'm under the impression there's no tear. Even if it's an instant, he's erasing it, now he's going to write. He wants to write a lot of ways here. In the Mishkan, the Melechus Mechika was that there was an oi, and they erased the oi, because they lift up Ben Koimoi. A different oi, that was in the Mishkan. So the Rosh said, if I was under the impression, but if you'll erase a glob of ink, there's no Yisra Mechika. Actually, cost me there, so the Rosh continues, but after I finished writing this, Mitoich HaSmoreh, so I thought that's after which I was unaware of. And the Tosefta says, Lovlo Dioy ala Sefer, if some ink fell on the Sefer, or Mochdoy, and he erased the ink, him yesh bim koin my lichter bezoi he is high. So the Rosh Hashanah, I was wrong. I was under the impression Melechus Moichik is only if one erases an oi. That's called a davar choshuv. In order to write bim kaimai a different oi. And here I see that the Tosefta, if there was ink that fell on the cloth and he erased it, and this place to write to oi is his high. The yesh loima, the haino side, so he says, the reason is, the ha'oish can nishtav the toys command the lesser dummy. He says, he erased the noise. There was a dalet written on the keresh, and he erased the dalet. So he says, that dalet was written the toys. It doesn't have any receiver. So it's not he erased the dalet. The dalet doesn't belong there. The ikya ha'chiyuk, b'shvil ma'shevet aksivet. Do you know why when you erase the dalet, why are you chayiv? Not because you erased the dalet says no chashivet better. The chiyuk is because I prepared on this mokim a plate that one is capable to write on. That's what I accomplished. Before, when there was a dalet there, the dalet didn't belong there at all, but I couldn't put the gimel there, which really belonged there. Erasing the dalet, the chiyuv is b'shmil machshavas aktivah, because I was machshir. I prepared that this mocking one should be capable to write on it now. Because that is a dollar that you can write. Hilkach. So in Melechus Moichik, the Melech is to be mashir a mocking, that I should be capable to write on it. Afilo tishtush dioinami. So what's the difference? If there's an oist there, or if there's a glob of ink. What the melacha is, to be master, the mokim lift the molo. So therefore, that's the key. So that one. And that is the tzulukha melacha. The tzulukha melacha is to be master, the mokim, that it should be capable to write up. So Mamela, that's a moichik al menas lichtoi. So now, that is what the Mechaber starts with. Hamoichik diyoi. This just ink, there's a glob of ink. The sha'ala glob, im yesh bin koimoi, if they lichtoi, shtei oishiyoi, chayif. So you need here in Bir Halachi, he says, even though in the Mishkan, when they erased, they only erased the, they only wrote one ois on it, but they held that the Malachis Moichik should not be more humble than Malachis Kaisei. And just by Malachis Kaisei, the Chiv is only if you write two oisies, so the same thing, you have to be Moichik in order to write a Mokim that you should be able to write two oisies. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Ha Moichik Diyoi, V'chol Shkein, so he's been Moichik a glob of ink. About this was the Avamin of the Rosh, that that's the only Chiyuv. If there are two Oisiyot that were written improperly, Amanas listening Shtei Oisiyot Acheres in order to write two other Oisiyot Ben Kaimim Dechayim, the Zayikah Av Malachit the Moichit. That was the Av Malachit the Moichit. Sha'al HaKlap, so there was a glob of ink, Sha'al HaKlap. So he says, Bizmanon, are you the Gilim Lichtev Al HaKlap? He says, that when he mentioned parchment, because Bizmanayim, that was the material they had written on. Bohu Adin Kol Kiyotze Bazeh. But any other thing that one can write, we will write later. And what is also yesh ksibe ulechike, shekein hoyo bamishkin benkroshim kedei lezabka. The Mishkan, they wrote on wood, they wrote on the Kroshim, and the Yitzha Mechike by then. Yeah. Now we will have, as follows, that this Yitzha of a Mechik, a Manas Lichtoiv, is. That's the Yisrael D'Araisa. That was the Tzulus HaMalach and the Mishkan. That the person wrote and what was Moichik in order he should be able to write on this. Okay. What if he is Moichik Shaloyal Menach Lichtai? That means he has no intent to write in this pocket. Agavucha, when we say Moichik Amanas Lichtoi, it doesn't mean I have an intent to write the Shabbos. I have an intent to write Sunday. But the Mechike is for a purpose of writing. To in this mocking that says a glob of ink here now, I'm erasing it in order I should be able to write on this mocking. Fine. What if a person is a Moichik Shaloi Almanach Lichtai? He had no intent to write there. That's also Midarabono. That's not true with the Malachas HaMishkan. The Malachas HaMishkan, the Moichik Almanach Lichtai. Here you got a Moichik Kamanas Lichtoiv, so it should be out for me the Rabba. There's a Moichike Chumre from the Chaye Yodam, the Kitli Shulchan Aruch, a Moichike Chumre, which is very, very Shriach. The Chaye Yodam says that what is the din, let's say, if a person writes on his hand? He wants to write on his hand. God, he doesn't have any paper, and he wants to figure out how much he owes the person. So he might understand. So he's a kaisev. He's a kaisev. That's called a kaisev. If there is, let's say, seems to be a blotch of ink there, and you want to write down or erase the ink in order to be able to write. So that would be a device indicating of basic on the last switch state. That would be the device indicating of race. That means that one can write a group or other. So he doesn't have an intent to write there, so he also needs that above. So to basic way of the last switch state. So the Hayyadim speaks about something which is very, very sheer, which we don't think about it. He says, it's very often, let's say a person before Shabbat is, shines his shoes and, he looks at his hands as full shoe polish and, or ink or something, or he cut something to see him got black. And then in Shabbat he sees black. So, they want to go wash his hands. So he says, so this Lachayr is a Moichid, why am I not to explain? To be asked, I mean, that I don't know. That's what the Hayyadim said. And finally, so, he won't do it, so I'll have dirty hands, fine. No, but why are you going to wash? You want to wash your hands? For the student, the truth should die. The Hayyadim had a tremendous problem with this. So the Hayyadim said, he says, there can be two scenarios in this case. There can be a person has a chazusa on his hand. A chazusa means there's no the end, but it's black. There's a matter of a color on his hand. It's colored, but there's no the end, mamish. It's just colored. There's a color on his hand. So there, he says, in Hilchus Matilas Yadayim, one could be makel that a chazusa is not chayte. The shy one. He says, one could be makel. So is it just a matter of joy? So he can wash his hands, but don't wipe them. You can get rid of this chazusa of the joy of the ink that's on your hand. Shoe polish that's on your hand. So you just wait till they jig. Drip dry, that if it's only a chazusa. If it is ben, that means if you have your shoe polish with mamish is ben, there's something on it, that means you can touch it. Not only a mali, you can touch it. And he's mocked on it. It's very embarrassing to walk around with his mali on his hand. He says, then he has a problem. Then he has a very big problem. If his hands got dirty before Shabbos and he's going to get rid of it, it's meichik. And if he doesn't get rid of it, it's a chetita. So the only answer the Hayyadim has, you should put on a glove on this hand. So let's hope, or put on a glove of both hands and go wash your hands. This is a chumra of the Hayyadim. There's a Taisa Shulchan in Rabbichim Kerelis. I'm sure the Oilam is Makel, and we don't do like this. If a person sees his hands are dirty, and so he goes and won't talk about soap, but he goes and puts his hands underneath the water and he wipes them off. That's the meaning of Oilam. So what is with the Shaila of Moichik? So they say the whole Isra Mechike Shaloi Amenas Lichtoi is if this is Al Kaponim on a plate that one normally does write on. So then there's a din of Moichik Shaloi Amenas Lichtoi. But if this is a place which normally one does not write on, and if someone decides on the table, this is normally one does not write on the hand, and I'm just erasing it just to get rid of it. So they hold that it's mukha, and this is a music geschrieben, the Kishaila. Others speak about a shell yes, that was a Michael with a dial that he hit a bed, and he got his whole face cut full of ink. Good luck with it. To Al Kaponim, we hear the Chumra of the Chayyotam, and we hear the Kula of the Ktoys Hashulchan, and this is normally not a mocking that, this is normally not a mocking where one usually writes on. So then there's no chiyu of moichik shaloya manat limchay. That's one thing. Now, one more thing let us speak about. Two more things let us speak about what the Bir Halacha speaks about. One thing, there's a din by Kaisei, the Halacha is the Shia Fiyim, you have to write two Oisiyim. That's the Shia. Kaisei, faith Oisiyim. You write twice, then you hide. But there's a Moisadike Rimoga. What is this in if I have a sacred trailer and it's missing one oit? And with this oit, becomes a kosher sacred trailer. And I write one oit on Shabbos. So here the Lord is Yishai. Because this was, no, Yishai was crazy. Yishayv al-Koyzik, to be marked by Pastor Schultz, but Yishayv al-Koyzik. Because since this fever, has a cheshivah, that through this fever, the Sefer Torah can become kosher, so one oiz also is a cheshivah. That's the halacha. So the Bir Halacha brings down, so if I have one wrong oath in the Sefer Torah, and I erase that oath in order because I want to write a new oath, so since this mechike is enabling me to kasher the Sefer Torah, so if I want to write one oath, this place for one oath, and I want to, I'm erasing in order to write one oath, you'll also be chayy. So there's a case that a moichi come last week said one oish you'll be chayy. That's one halacha. One more halacha that Mishnah Berurah brings as follows. This is a very interesting halacha. He says, what is the din that, let's say, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 and he paid him back $990. Now, Reuven has the Reuven bar from Shimon. Shimon has the staff. They made him out there of Shabbos. Now he comes to Shimon and Shabbos. You know, you have a very dangerous document. Your document says I owe you $1,000. Maybe let's erase two zeros. And then I send them with the truth and I owe you $10, not $1,000. So this is a moichik shaloya manat lichsayis, but it's a mechakin. I mean, this is a tikkun. This is a difference between $1,000 and $10, so it's a tikkun. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the moichik is a mechakin, you'll also be high. That's another kiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that Yechayim, even though Shalei Amanas Lichtayim, if there'll be a tikkun with the Mechikas, he'll also be Chayis. Now, what? Yes. Then you're not Chayis. The whole Kiev is only by a state. Yes, an hour, or maybe an anach, or I think that being suited, but yes, it was safer. Then that is a shivish, you are much more safer with one oit, so then you're high. Yes, now let us go further. Why in the Bir Halacha שמיין למחבה מאי שלוי במוגי בוי שיש תמין אם זה was an oi there was one night that was wrong could be you'll be hired by one night ומוי שכתה ליכתה במוקים זה thanks now we're going to speak about a very controversial shaila ואיין בבח דו הוא עדיל דיישת לי זויה כשנאיפו דיוי על האיזיוס, אוי שנותף שבו, שלא ילמחק התשטוש, בידי מחיקוסוי מינקה האיזיוס, ואוי כמייחק על מנס ליכטוין וחייב. Now, let us just appreciate what the Bach is saying. Let's talk about two cases. We had mentioned, we had started off the Shia with the Rosh. The Rosh says, Melechet Moichek, the Tachlis of Moichek is, I am creating a place that I'm capable to write on this place. That means before there was a glav of ink, and there's a glav of ink, I can't write on it. So I erased the glav of ink. Now I have a place to write to Oisiyah. So that's called, I was machshir, I was misakin, the mokim, that now I'm capable to write on this mokim. That is Melechet Moichek. Now, the Bach says, let us say I have, let's talk about two cases. Let's talk about the first case, that there was two oishis over here, and a glob of ink. I will be basically because the covered with a glob of ink, or the covered with wax. And I take away this ink or this wax, and now not, you can write on it. The voice is here already. But now the ice, before the ice were not readable, and now they're readable. So the fact says, "Ein lochom moichik al menat lichter godol mitzeh." That means if there's a chiyuv, when I erase something, so the chiyuv is because I'm making this mocking that you can write on this mocking. So I'm being master the mocking. I'm preparing the mocking that is not one can write on it. So if you have the ideas here already, but you can't read the ideas. And by taking off the top layer of ink or wax, I am making that now the ideas which are here can be read. So he says, this is ein lochom moichik al menas lichtei. This is more than a moichik al menas lichtei. I am your ksiva, and I'm making the ksiva that I am loy lichtei. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Hazav is the malim b'sakein mokim l'ksiva. He's making a place that one can write. Malim b'sakein oisiyos aksuvos. You hear the oisiyos, which were before not legible, not readable. And now by taking away this tough layer of ink or wax, you are making them legible. So this is Amrishit on the last Lichday. Now let's just see the mark. Well, see, this is Mirzavik Negeya, all of us, because let's just mention, sometimes when we say this meter, we look at this meter, so since this meter are usually on the table and they're around in the middle of eating, so sometimes you can have a piece of meat, a piece of cholent, but because they have in this meter, you can have a lot of things covering the oysies. The person will go and just scratch it off. Yeah, scratch the food off. Not the leather comes with it. No, now you see the leather. Now you see the leather. And he thinks the covered Shabbos crazy. You know what he did now? It was Mahal of Shabbos. He's a Moichik on the Nas Lichlis. That's what the Bach says. The Bach says, if you have oysters which were previously written, and then a glob of ink fell on them and covered them, and you're taking, or wax fell on them and covered them, and now you can't see the oysters. You can't see the oysters. And now I make all this glob of ink in order I should be able to see the oysters. So the Bach says, that's I don't have the right before the words were not legible, and now when I take away the wax or the ink, it's legible. So Mishin Kanella says it's not only my wax, the ink, if he has some food on it, he'll take it off. The Pachadayas. It's really, people don't realize it. There you go, and there. Hey, you want to clean this mirror, look over Shabbos Kodesh. You wait for after Shabbos to clean this mirror, but in Shabbos you don't touch. Now, I'm the Bach, doing his introduction, I told the ILO, it is, I shall not have Shabbos, so I link my Katishtosh. Now, you say, Mechikosai, to that he's taking all this upper layer, It's a chatzishir. So it talks to me not there. Chatzishir, it talks to me not there. This is the Bach. Ve'evi'oi ha'oile Shabbos v'tal v'lei ha'abe. Gam v'mogin ha'vorom ha'ashwe d'yseiva d'b'shabe shal seiva yesh bay mishum mechikes v'wadim v'metivas cheles v'ayin bir ha'loches. Now, in the Bir Alochim, let's talk about this case of Shavuot. And perhaps we don't appreciate the Shaila because we, our lights are not, we don't have candles, but is man, when the source of illumination was candle, this was a very shtich, the kishayla, they wrote parshis, a wax fell on it, and then they laid the sefer Torah, a wax fell on it. This was daily occurrences, which was a pachad meizah. Now, let us just talk for 1 minute. The halacha is, let's talk about Hilchot Tefillin for 1 minute. Hilchot Tefillin, the din is, it has to be written kisidcha. That means every word has to be written. The previous word first, and then this word. Now, if I make a mistake by a word, and I go for it, forget about it. So now, you put away the parashi and you need it because you are also because it's not written in Kisidron anymore. This was just before that. Fine. Now, what is this then if I have wax that fell on Pashi? So now, you can see the word Bahoya, this wax on it. You can't use this for to look at possible. The Bahoya, you can't, it's not legible. Bahoya is not. What's the din? Not in Shabbos. I'll go take off the wax. Now I am the Bahoya. Is it kosher or possible? Halalach is kosher. Why? Because it's called, it was written to Kisidro. It was wax. I didn't see it. But it was there. It was written to Kisidro. Napshat is when I take off the wax, I just wrote the ice. Now I can see the ice. But the ice, now the ice is legible. But the ice was there before. And the mail is so called Kisidro. So, Nishmut Yaakov is the Kasha Sabah. He tells us to say, why is this called Moichik? Then the ice is here. There's a box over it. It's covered with wax. But the ice is here. It's not called, I'm sure the Moichik of a Natsulik. The ice is here. I can't see it. Take away the wax. So the Nishmut Yaakov vehemently disagrees with the Sabah. The Mishnah Berurah says, could be the two different things. So it comes to Hilchus Tefillah. Then the Seder has to be written to Seder. So it was written to Seder. And now it's possible, I don't see it. It's not legible, take it away, but it was written to Seder. In Melechi Shabbat, that's called Melechis Moichit. Moichit Kamanat Fuch Lichtay. That means since the ice is not legible, so my mail is, so I'm through the mechika and making it legible. That's Malacha of Moichik. So on Kaponim, there is a machlokes in this. No, the shaping freedom. The matter is how you take it off. They say to the wax. It's mostly also that, but they say there's actually control because the clouds. We're talking about that they found this in Shabbos. In the middle of lightning, we'll see it in the Mishnah. Middle of lightning, and all of a sudden, the Balkhazer see that there's wax over a word or a table. So there's an actually control the fold of the clouds and they'll fall off. That's the Albert of it. But the Shaila is, you have to do it. No. That looks good. He can learn in it, what? Oh, that's it. He can still learn in it. So, yeah, even though you can't say, I'm an apostle, then say you can also learn in it, right? So, you know, you don't use it to line the table, but it's not what it is. Now, right, so now we have, he said, I'm Bilalacha. The Nimsa came Behem Sahakriya. What is, so now, a person in the middle of Kriya Sahakriya, he sees that some wax fell on it. And now, so what did he do? He's in the middle of Kriya Sahakriya. So according to the Bach, he can't take off the wax. And the Hulke, let me just tell you, we just mentioned, according to the Bach, it's a malacha of Moichi Kamanav Slichtai Kaderai. According to the Shmushaki, not Moichi. Maybe a Shaila Mukta, So the Prima Godim said, I would be scared to be master with a goy. Now let's just see. What we are accomplishing with the guy? If the Allah is like the Shmuz Yaakai, so the whole thing is Mukta. So is it? So the Minalak of the Alga guys take away Mukta the Kavak, which is to the Abonim, the Mokim is no Shaila whatsoever. According to the Bach, I'm telling the guy to be Moichi Kamanas Lichtai, the Tanisha there, I said. I can't tell the guys. So, the Prima Godim said, I don't fancy broad shoulders to be matter the Shaila. What's that going to say? I mean, this is about. Now, so what does one do? The ninja came to him to actually. After also the Salik, a Shaiva, a Haila. You can't take it off, the Shabbos. Me call Mokain, to listen to my music is a Haila, I see a Haila Tabul. You have to understand where. There's many shouts and it's a Bezoin and the Sefer Torah. In the middle of the Kriya, you call the Sefer Torah, you bring out another Sefer Torah, it's a Bezoin of the Sefer Torah. The Yikra Oikai Sefer Falke. That's what you do. So, if we have a good Falkeire, he knows the word Falke, and come on, tell him the word Falke, like, so, like this word Falke, and then go for it. He agreed with that. The Ninka came Bengavra the Gavras, but what is that they finished the previous Aliyah, and now, before the next Aliyah, the Balkaira sees this wax there. Yesh lohoiti achazes imein hoiziyot nikorim. So take that as a safer title, because two people reigning in two Sefer Torahs is not a Bezoin of a Sefer Torah. One person reigning in two Sefer Torahs is a Bezoin of a Sefer Torah. That means what's good till now, now it's not good anymore. So the Melech, so he says, and that's to him, the Taktiv La'el, the Simulam the Bey, the Bezalocha Ayin Shom. Fine. Now let's go further. So the first case we had, there was a drop of ink, and I'm erasing the ink in order that I should be able to write the mokim with this drop of ink. The second case was shava sha'al apinka. There's wax on the pinka. What does that mean? I know shadalkan hoya. Latoya Dafe Pinkisayum Bishava today live Shem Olok. That means they had the a pinkis and it was covered with a layer of wax, and it seems they used to engrave on the wax whatever they wanted to write. The Ignofal Aza Tishtush Shava Alada. Now if other wax fell on this page, now the previous shtava that was there is now covered. But no, umochak, now he erased the shava yoinik that shiuchal lil shem al shava jidalkoi chayim mishemoichik. The same thing, that means there's a top layer now of wax, which is covering the bottom layer and it's making, I cannot write on the bottom layer. So Mamela, so this is considered also a moichet. Stay oichet. While pochis mi kain, gam kain yesh iso. If I can only write one oich, so it's also also, al the nam kemina min yeshi of chatos, because the shir mechike moichet amunat lichtoi. Stay oichiyay. God in this way brings down a very interesting Tzfat Emet, Mesech de Shabbat. The Tzfat Emet clothes a shaylem if there was place for me to write one oich. There was an empty space over here. I could write one oich. But I wanted to write two oichiyas. So I erased one oich. So now I have place to write two oishias. That means I had one empty space before. And that empty space was large enough to write one oish. But next to it was another oish, which I don't want. I erased the other oish, and now I can write two oishias. I erased one oish, and through that, it enables me to write two oishias. So it clouds the shayla, what is that called? A moichit amanas lichtai stay atheist. Because of the magic of this one eye, he can now write to atheist. He closes for his eyes. Anyway, let's go a little further. Chayes, Guru Shekavanosoi Be'echa Mechikis, Shayeloi, Amash, Shayil Kalikta, Shayoshis. That is Moichik Amanat Lichtais. That means he has an intent that when he wants to write, he has a mocking that he can write to Oishis. Like the Enon, Shayiskaven Lichtai Bishabbos. He doesn't have to have an intent to write in Shabbos. But that is the purpose of the Mechikis. I'm erasing in order to have a mocking that I can write to Oishis. The Chayim Bistoita Almanach Lilmais. The din, the halacha of Soita, I'm destroying something in order to build something in Kaifai. V'kaireya almenat litvayel. Or, I tear something with an intent to sew it together. That means I want to make it smaller than beggars, or so I want to sew it together. So that's kereminat litvayel. So all these things don't have to have an intent to sow today, to what we bring it today. The malach is, but that is the purpose of the kriya. I'm carrying a manas litva. Lofal diyoi, oisha dvar vach alfeza. What happens if some ink or something else that is liquidy fell on the seza? Now it's going to dry up. It's going to dry up. It's going to have a problem. Al yelachechenu bilshaynai. Don't lick it off with your tongue. Va'al yechechenu b'mayim. Or don't wash it off. Miglei shem moichek. That's called moichek. So that I don't understand. We mentioned before, he spoke about osmiris. If you have something that's covering an ois, I scratch it off and hide oisim coming up, so we have to choose a path. He says, what if you have something, a wet piece of meat that fell on the osmiris to dry up? But I want to take it away now before it dries up. He says, you'll have to do that. I don't know exactly how this. The English just have some wet liquid fell on something. You could also make it off now, the one being wrong. He says, there is a problem. He says, it's another problem. I don't know. Also, he says, Shabba ala Zayba, the Tisset, the Mokim Shalayn to Lion for the Mokim and Nay Shash Miruach. He's taking some wax and he's wearing it on. He doesn't have a bookmark. He wants to look there and shop it. So this is the Nisa of the Nisa.